Okay, so we're just in the middle of this Tosos on Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis Diramas for Kamash Malan, and we've been looking at the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Samach Tas Amud Alef in Perik Ben Sorer U Mora. The Gemara here says that when you have two Edim giving testimony about a specific person who, if their Edus is correct, would be Chai Misa, and yet each one of them is claiming that the event in question took place on a different day. One saying it took place on the second of the month, the other saying it took place on the third of the month. The Gemara says that we accept the testimony, even though this is a case of nefashos, and even though they're seemingly saying conflicting things. The Gemara says, no, we go basa rov. What's the rov? Rov people, at least at some point in the month, still make mistakes about Ibur HaChodesh. So that's a Ruba the lesser Kaman. It's a rove that we're assuming exists in the world at large, and we're using that even in the case of the Fashos, which is so strict. So as a result, Tosu says that from the fact that even in the Fashos, which is Chamir, we go against a rove, and even a rove that which is lesser Kaman, we learn by way of Kal v'Chomer that in Dine Mamonis we also go Basar Rov.
We learn that, or we think we should learn that.
No, it's a Kal v'Chomer. We learn b'Mamon Hochen Acharo, but you learn that you go by Rov Dayanim b'Mamon. We learn that we follow Rov Dayanim b'Mamon from the fact that we follow Rov by Nefashos.
That's what I'm not getting, because I thought the whole
front. Like, again, it's a two-part question, but
is the question of Tosot on
why is Rove not considered at all by Nefashos? Why is Rove not considered by Mamonis and is by Nefashos?
But then this Gemara that it's quoting is saying that it is by
we follow Rove Dayanim
right
by Mamonis. You know how we learn out that you learn that you follow Rove Dayanim by Mamonis?
Mm-hmm.
From the fact that we can consider Rove in Nefashos.
So what Rove do we not do in Mamonos?
The Shar Mini Rove. What's the last couple words it tells us over there? What's the last few words?
Which last, like the last few
words? Just three, four words of our Tosos.
Okay,
the last words before that. Bashar, didn't say Bashar.
Shar Mamon Deika Yuta.
In other aspects of Mamonos, we don't take in Rove. For example, what do most people mean when they say Kad? What do most people mean when they say Chavis? We don't care about that Rove. That Rove is going to be a non-factor.
Kal v'chomer for the Rove is only in the Dayanim.
The Kal v'chomer from Rove
in Mamon,
in Nefashos, teaches me that I follow Rove when it comes to Dayanim in Mamonos,
but not in regards to the matters within the case.
Right. So it's a two-part question. Why no Rove by Mamonos?
Mm-hmm.
And once we're talking about Mamonos, why Rove by Dayanim and not by the other aspect of Rove?
So we find out that we do use Rove in Mamonos.
But only by Dayanim.
All parts, right. Okay.
All right.
But is this Kal v'Chomer saying that we should use it in all parts or just in the Dayanim?
No, that's what Tosos is asking. He's saying, We already use the Kal v'Chomer to teach me that I follow Rove by Dayanim.
In Mamonos.
Yeah, so why don't we follow Rove
right
in the other parts of
Mamonos? If we're following the Dayanim, then
if Rove works in Mamonos for Dayanim,
based
why
on
does
it
and then you learn that from the Nefashos, like,
and you learn it from this part of Nefashos, so then it should be
why don't you learn
all
it?
Parts of Mamonos.
Exactly.
Comprehend.
Okay? But like I said, what I'm saying is that really the question is two-tiered. It's a two-tiered question. What's the distinction between Nefashos and Mamonos in general? And why within Mamonos do you actually use Rove in the operation of Dayanim, but not in other aspects of considering the case? No apology necessary.
All right, the first part again is why for trap.
Why? What's the difference between Dini Mamonos that you don't go after Rove and Dini Nefashos that you do?
However, I thought that just a moment ago we do say then certain aspects of Dini Mamonos.
You asked me the first part. That's what you stressed. You said, what's the first part?
Okay, fine. So, the first
I'm
part
telling you
is
the first part.
The difference that we
why are Nefashos and Mamonos different? It's a Kal v'Chomer. We learned from Sanhedrin that you do go Basa Rove Dayanim.
What's the Rashi even talking about when he speaks about this whole thing?
You learn that from Dini Nefashos.
Why is Nefashos and Mamonos different?
Why is it different that I see Rov operates in the Fashos, but you're telling me over here that it doesn't work for Momonos?
What's the Rosh getting into the discussion?
That's question one. Question two is, in reality, I do learn that Rov works. And I learned that actually from the Fashos. But I only learned that it works for Dayanim in Momonos. So why should it work for Dayanim in Momonos, but not for Momonos at large?
In reality, a rope works by who's making the judgments.
It works for the operation of Beis Din. I would see that it works for the operation of Beis Din. Dayanim are bound by the laws of rope. So Tosos answer this question. What do they say? Momonos is different. Why is Momonos different? Because in the normal Momonos, you have situations where the person who has the money is Mukzok. He's Mukzok, and even though he's in the Miyat, or maybe in the Miyat, Rov does not have the ability to be Motzi from the Mukzok. The one who possesses it, the one who has it. As opposed to what? As opposed to Dinei Nefashos, where what's going on over there? There is no muhzak per se, and therefore Rov does work. And you're not going to make a kal v'chomer over here. It's just different. Right? Muhzak makes sense. Muhzak means something. Muhzak has some significance in the realm of Momonos. But by Nefashos, what are you going to say? Guy's muhzak because he's alive? He has his life, so you can't go Rov to take it. No, we don't say that. We don't say Mukhzak. We say, is he Chayv? Is he not Chayv? Alright? But that's not our main issue. Our main issue is the first part of Tosos. First part of Tosos' answer. Why do we follow Rov by Dayanim within Momonos, but not Rov by Momonos in general?
Okay.
All right. So let's read the Tosos' answer, and then we'll go through the explanations that we gave. Yesh lomar
dehatam gabi dayanim sheani
shiny.
So they're those
different.
Say?
Dayanim, okay, situation of dayanim is different.
Mm-hmm.
How is it different?
Techashiv miut didhu. Yeah.
The miut didhu. What does that mean? It's his miyut. What's his miyut? The miyut of the Dayanim.
It's theirs.
Their miyut. Yeah. Sorry, no, it's their miyut.
I got it.
Right? Their miyut. Who's the there over here?
The Dayanim.
The Beis Din, or yes. The miyut among the Dayanim.
Okay.
The miyut among the Dayanim.
What's miyut?
What happens to it? I can't hear.
No, he has two
questions. Oh, he has two questions. Right? I'm like the professor. The hard of hearing professor.
The professor.
Can you tell me you have a hard of hearing professor?
Well, I have multiple hard of hearing professors.
Right? So what's the...
And hard of speaking.
So what is Tosos saying about the miyut? The miyut is what... So what? When it comes to Dayanim...
He says...
It's like it's dismissed as being insignificant. Read the language.
Shiny.
Shiny over there. Why?
The Hashiv Miut D2.
The Miut among the Beis Din, the Miut among the Dayanim.
Is there.
Keep reading.
Oh, Kami Sheino.
Kami Sheino. It's like it's not even existent.
So theirs is like it doesn't exist. Okay. Veleka Lememar.
Right, keep going.
Hatam. Okay.
Uki. Uki mamona b'cheskas mari. You're not going to say uki mamona b'cheskas mari. You say uki mamona b'cheskas mari when you're talking about the other types of rov, right? Because rov, we say, within the realm of mamonas, is not sufficient enough to undermine mukzak and miyut.
Mm-hmm.
But by Beis Din, it is. Beis Din, rov is sufficient. There's no application of uki mamona b'cheskas mari. I'm not going to say that.
What's Peskat Mari?
Keep the money where it lies. Keep the money with whom it is previously vested. Keep the money in the hand of the possessor. You're not going to say that. Why? Because this is a different type of meat. This meat is totally obliterated. The meat of the Bezdin is totally obliterated. So yesterday we presented a number of different interpretations as to what that meant. So one interpretation we saw was that of the Kuntros HaSfeikos. Kuntros HaSfeikos presents the idea that since the miyut is mavatal their das to the das of the rov, it's like they don't exist. That's what Tosos means. That they basically, the way Bezdin works is that the miyut agrees to follow, at least ultimately, follow the opinion of the majority. So we have an opinion here, but I'm not going to express my opinion, even though I have a star. I think that this is correct, right? But since that's not the way Bezdin works, I can't go ahead and issue my own psak. So I'm a vato my das to the das of the majority. That was one approach. But then we saw the approach of Rabbi Chaim. We saw it inside. And this morning, some of us got a chance to see it presented by the Rav.
The idea doesn't exist at all.
Like, yeah, so the question is, what exactly was Rav Chaim saying? So Rav Chaim, the way it was printed inside, says that it's Rubo Kikulo, right? Rubo Kikulo means that once you have the majority of the Bezdin, now the Bezdin has a voice. Once the majority of the Bezdin has an opinion, they have a voice. But the minority is what?
Hushed up.
Is not considered a separate entity anymore. We don't say, well, there's a dissenting opinion over here. That's what we said yesterday. Right? It's not like the Bezdin has a majority opinion and we follow the majority opinion, but the dissenting opinion is still there, just that we don't follow it. No, the dissenting opinion is not really looked at as a separate entity. There is a psak of Bezdin. Well, let's take a look together, and for those that are following along, we'll try to read it in such a way that you could benefit from it as well. We're looking at the Rishimos now. The Rishimos Shiurim, Rabbi Soloveitchik Shiurim on the Masechet Bava Kama, in the printed Rishimos, it's page Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Kuf Tzadi Aleph. This is one of the Rechman. Okay? Go ahead. You want to read it?
First one, you take it.
Sure.
Let's start with Aleph. Just jump right in there. So he presents three explanations here as how to understand Tosafos. The first is the Reb Chaim that we really saw yesterday, but it's a nice presentation because he also has a proof from Reb Moshe Soloveitchik, a very interesting proof from Reb Moshe Soloveitchik to support the approach of Reb Chaim. So let's take a look at it together.
The Gon Reb Chaim says, Beer She.
You like this?
Shaharos based in Yatzas.
Horaas Bezdin.
Yatzas.
Yotzeis
Mikol
HaBezdin. What does that mean? When Bezdin gives a psak, where does the psak come from?
The whole Bezdin.
It comes from Bezdin. Ah, there's those Dayanim that don't necessarily agree with the psak that's being given. Doesn't matter. That's not the way we look at it. We don't say, well, it's the majority of Bezdin that's giving the psak. Bezdin is giving the psak.
Right. Mikol right? HaBezdin Biyachad Kechef Sa'achad.
That's it. There's one unit here. There's one unified Bezdin.
Hadin da azlinan basarova behachuras
behachras haras hadayanim. This rule that we are bound to follow rov of the dayanim, and that rov sets the psak of the bezdin.
Koveh shehachras harov he hapsak shall koha bezdin.
Right.
So
what does it do? That rule makes it such that the ruling of the Bezdin is attributable to the Bezdin.
Right,
to we don't say, what's that?
To everyone.
It is considered as though the Bezdin gave this psak. Right? We don't say, you know, Scalia said this, and so-and-so said this. Right? Exactly. And so-and-so dissented. We don't say that. We say, this is the psak of the Bezdin. That's it. Shalom Yisrael. Now, what happened behind closed doors? That might be a separate issue. But as far as what happens in terms of the klal, in terms of what happens in what they produce is a psak, that's the psak of bezdin.
Bigmardin af miyot hadayanim sheh his nagdu lehora mitstariv lulurov vehefsik
hapsak
yotze miko hadayanim kecha.
Like, oh, all those dayanim that really took issue with the majority during their deliberations, when it comes time for psak, it's as though they're part of the psak as well. As if we'd list all the dayanim who issued this psak, it would be everybody. Right? It would be all 23, or all three, depending upon the case. Right? We don't just put on those that were made up the majority. Well, Rubo Kikula. That's the way we... He's not using that lashon over here, but that's the way Reb Chaim expressed it, Rubo Kikula. Keep going.
Hu ke'ain halacha.
Hu ke'ain. It's similar to, it's akin to.
Hu ke'ain halacha. B'taruvos she
miyot. B'taruvos.
B'taruvos.
What's taruvos?
Like some sort of item, meat or something like that.
An admixture, right? Some type of situation where you have two species, audiovisual, that are mixed together. If you have cholent into which milk spilled or was spilled, that is a taruvos.
She miyot ha'iser b'tal b'rov ha'heter.
Right, so what happens to the little bit of milk that falls into your massive pot of cholent? Basically, we say there's no milk in here. Now, you're right. Scientifically, physically, man on the street would say, yeah, there's milk in here. Halacha says, no, there's no milk in here. It's all batal. It's all heter. It's all chalent. Enjoy.
Who I didn't be based in.
Nice.
The is miut hadayanim.
Das.
Das miut hadayanim. Betela, bedaz harov.
Just like the milk, just like the little milk falling into the chalent. The minority opinion is batal.
Sounds like a broken record. Here it says, v'chol ha-beistin biyachad ke'echad gomer atadim.
Right, okay, he's expired, okay.
V'chein, in ze nogea lesugin.
Since that's the way it works in Bezdin, when we say that we follow Rov Dayanim in Bezdin, and this is the principle behind it, it has no real shaykh as to what? Our sugya, Hamidaberes, which deals with, which speaks of,
Berov Da'alma.
Right?
Michutz Lebeisdin.
Right, we're talking about Rov outside of Bezdin. What type of Rov are we talking about? How many people say Kad and mean Chavis? How many people say Chavis and mean Kad?
Right.
Is that the minority, the majority? That's a different type of Rov. And therefore, I'm sorry? Lachin? Where were you? Did I miss something? Or?
Maybe I missed something. Let me go back.
Maybe you went to a different paragraph?
Michutz Lebeisdin.
Yeah.
Kiyesh miyot shekiyim. Right?
Ukeshiyesh miyot shekayim. When there is a miyot that exists, right? It's different than the miyot and rov that existed in Bezdin. Because the rov basically makes it such that there is no miyot. Once you have rov, you have a psak of Bezdin. We don't say, oh, we have a miyot. We have a psak. But outside of Bezdin, miyot still exists. The miyot still exists. So in Momonos, because rov is not a strong enough factor to use to remove money from cheskas mari, once you have muchzak and miyot, say the miyot's still there. Yep. Miyot is a significant factor. You don't follow the rov when it comes to those other principles, comes to those other applications, other situations.
Yeah.
Got that?
Yep.
Okay, good. Now listen to this. Listen to this thing. No, that's all. It's a totally different kind of rov. Rov by Bezdin is according to Reb Chaim Ruba Kikula. Ruba Kikulo, if I have enough, if I shecht an animal and I shecht rov simanim, it's like I shecht all the simanim. The animals get shechted properly. I don't get concerned with the fact that there's a minority portion of the simanim that are not shechted. Ruba Kikulo. Once I have rov of the Bezdin issuing a psak, I have a psak of Bezdin. That's what we need. It's that the minority ceases to be an entity. This psak was issued by Beis Din proper, not by the majority of Beis Din. But over here, we're talking about how many people mean this or how many people mean that. That's a different type of rov and a different type of majority. It operates differently outside the realm of Beis Din.
So Beis Din is like a special thing.
Beis Din is the rov of Ruba Kikula. Okay? Listen to this raya that he gives. Beautiful raya.
Raya le gon Rav Chaim Tzatzal, he be ha gon Rav Moshe Tzatzal.
Nice. Who was that?
Moshe Saladin.
Yeah, who was that?
His brother? Nephew? Father? Grandfather? Grandson?
Nope.
Son?
Yes. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Brisker Rav were brothers. Brisker Rav was the Rav's uncle. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav's father.
Don't be sorry.
Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Brisker Rav were brothers.
Right.
They were both sons of Rav Chaim.
Right. Okay.
The Rav, Rav Aaron, they were grandsons of Rav Chaim. They were grandsons of Rav Chaim because they were
the grandsons.
Right.
Okay.
When the Rav speaks of grandfather, he's usually talking about Reb Chaim. Okay?
But you don't hear much about...
His other grandfather?
No, you don't hear much about...
His father?
The Rav's father.
The Rav's father was the one that held the position in the university before him. Or a similar position. But no, you don't hear much about him. For whatever reason, I don't know. I mean, there have been publications that include Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's Chidushim and Torah. I mean, I have a theory, I guess, why you don't hear. Okay, but we digress as usual. What's the raya that he brought? A nice raya. Listen to this raya.
Hivi ha gonor Moshe Zatzal me ha gemara b'Sanhedrin.
Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Hamesika shishnei dayanim she hechriu horos
horas
based in.
So what happened?
So they were, I guess, these two dayanim.
You have three dayanim. You have three dayanim. Sat on the Beis Din. And they issued a psak. But how did the psak come down? The psak came down with a majority of 2-1. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Horos based in.
Horos
based in. Betos mishamim based chalakim.
So they found out after that they made a mistake. They made a mistake. They issued a psak. They said Plony has to pay back Plony this amount of money. And then they realized they made a mistake. Or somehow it came to bear that they made a mistake. It came to pass that they made a mistake. They found out that they made a mistake. Yeah.
Is the thing that they made a mistake, is that like if a new piece of evidence comes by? Are they still held accountable if they didn't have
right, so that's a whole separate question of what types of mistakes they're culpable for. This is the type of mistake was totally an overt mistake, a mistake they shouldn't have made. They made a mistake. They overlooked halacha. They overlooked something that was obvious.
They judged incorrectly.
Open and obvious.
Right? So what's the din? The din is that they now have to make restitution. So what does the Gemara say? How do you calculate the restitution? The Gemara says... So let's say, Mumashal, they caused a $300 loss to one of the parties. And now they realize it was a mistake. So now they have to pay back $300. But what's the halacha? The halacha is that the two dayanim that made up the majority that made this ruling, they each have to pay how much? A third each. And what about the third dayan? Well, he didn't make a mistake. So he doesn't have to pay his third. Right? So what does this prove? Keep reading. Right, the third guy is a minority. He doesn't have to pay anything. Ah, that's his fair share. Yeah, but he didn't make a mistake. But listen to what the point is now. So if we would say that only the two dayanim are, so to speak, responsible for the psak that was issued, then what would we say? They should pay $150 each.
Yeah.
If they pay $150 each. Are you going to Shalhavet today? Are you going to pull this shtick over there? you're going to teach with sign language. Yeah, good luck with that.
How many kids do you have?
You know whisper? We're talking about? Okay. All right. Shiny, Kim, do it. Go ahead.
How old are the kids?
Guys, back to this, back to this. So, You would have to do that, right? If the third party was wholly irresponsible, meaning he didn't have a chalik, if you will, in the psak of Bezdin, then it would be 150 each. But Elamai, what do you see?
That he has some sort
this
of
is given. This is not conjecture.
I don't get it.
What do you do get it?
Why would the guy be receiving less than what he deserves?
That's a separate question.
Okay.
Now you're asking about the equity.
They ask it different,
no, I understand what
no,
you're
no,
asking.
No, because I have a problem with this, the splitting off. If he is an independent part, like we're saying, okay, he's the minority, so he doesn't have to pay. So the minority.
No, it's not. He doesn't have to pay because his opinion was that no, you guys are wrong.
But another two should have to split it.
Right. So, but what do you see that he still makes up a component? He's a party of the Bezdin.
Yes, I see how we get our rule from it. I just don't like that. Like, okay. Why couldn't you could?
You're
still
back
say,
to asking why it's not. You're
what, no,
you're
I just
saying
why don't
equitable.
The other two guys split it? Like,
right, because that would mean the other guy's not really part of the Bezdin now.
No, he's just not part of screwing up this guy's money.
I can't tell you why it's not different. All I can tell you is now that it's like this, what does it? What
I
does
get
it
that.
Mean? Okay, that's all what right. We're answering. That much we could explain.
Fine, I'll just be dissatisfied.
No, I'm not trying to make you dissatisfied, but I'm trying to show you that sometimes you have to ask the question differently. And the question that you will really want to ask is, how is that equitable? How is it equitable that this guy should now lose out?
But I also don't see why it should exclude the third guy from being part of the Beis Din just because he doesn't have to pay back. He doesn't. In either case, he doesn't have to pay back. My version is he doesn't pay back, and the other two guys split it. They cover his
right,
third.
But I'm saying
they could even say it that way. So it's like, oh, so
that sort of suggests that he doesn't have a share in the psak of Bezdin. This way demonstrates he has a share in this psak, but I can't be mechayiv him because his opinion was not to do it this way.
So the other two guys should split his.
So now you're asking how is it equitable that the party is losing out on $100. Not asking.
That's just the results of what I'm asking.
Well, that's really what you're asking. That's what's bothering you. That's what's fueling your question.
I don't know. I don't think I'm as worried about the other guy as the math. I just don't get why splitting it amongst the two, saying, okay, there's three shares,
right?
There's three guys, so there's three shares. But this guy didn't mess up. You two basically coerce him into
Look at it this way. This is the given. The given is that there's a $300 loss, and yet only $200 are being paid back. Why is that? So we have to explain why that is. What's going on here? So that we could explain. Now what you're asking is, I misspoke. You're asking, what's going on here? So I can explain to you what's going on here. What's going on is here, apparently, we have a Beis Din. Everyone shares the psak.
Right.
But insofar as the culpability for a wrong psak, I'm not going to be mechayev the person that didn't have
that's
the...
That's what I'm saying. If that's the case, they all share the psak. But they only share the psak because...
They're all part of Beis Din. Right.
That shows you
that there's a dollar amount that's attributable to each party.
Right, but if he...
But I'm not hired to pay you my...
There's nothing attributed to him.
There is. There's $100 attributed to me, technically.
But he just doesn't...
You can't be behind me to pay it because I wasn't the one... I didn't say that this person should pay this $100.
Shouldn't it be that, like, there's $300, the two guys have to pay it because their opinion is this way, so it's all their
but
fault.
But how does that reflect... How does that reflect that there's a third party that was a component of my stock
that says that they pay his share. It's his share, and he only agreed to go along with this because they made him.
Right.
So now they should pay his share.
So you want to change all the rules? Change the way it's done? I don't know. I can't. We're not in a position to do that.
Well, in our own little happy society here.
Right. I mean, we have the benefit of looking at it with 20/20 hindsight. This is the way it is. Let's explain it. I can't answer that question.
All right.
Lachain. Avi, you want to continue?
Yeah.
Right? Levado.
So in this third...
It's his achrayus, technically, but...
Yeah.
But because he didn't make a mistake, he's not responsible to pay his share. In other words, basically what we're saying is everyone has a share in the psak of Bezdin. Bezdin's psak was for $500. Okay, so we'll apportion it out. There's five of us. Each of us has a share in the $500. Each of us has a $100 stake in this psak. But you know what? Those that made the mistake, they have to pay their share. Those that didn't make a mistake, they don't have to pay their share.
So how's that a riot, though?
Because that shows that the other people are considered part of the psak of Bezdin, even though they're in the minority. And even though their opinion was contrary to the majority's opinion.
Right. But what about this latter part over here, where we're saying that they still have,
they don't pay it.
But outside the realm of Bezdin, then you break them down into separate...
This is part of Bezdin, though. What do you mean?
But he says over here, right? Next up, Ka'al. Ka'al, Mishlosha, Hadadim, Shegamru, Etzadim. V'chein, Chelok, Shlishi, Shahamamon, Bachar Yuso, Levado. He still has an
Yeah, technically. Technically, he is responsible for one-third of the psak. But he's not machuyev to pay one-third of the psak because he didn't make a mistake. It's like he has a share. What I'm saying is he has a share. When Bezdin issues a psak, we say all the dayanim have a share in the psak.
But that's what I'm saying. If that's the case, he should be, despite the fact that he was a dissenter, right? He should have to still...
No, that's a separate rule. The separate rule is that you don't have to pay unless you made a mistake. And you didn't make a mistake.
But if you're going to say the voice of Bezdin...
But that's why it's diminished by his share. Because he has a share. You're asking the same questions you're asking.
But then you're separating the Bezdin into three separate chairs. If you're going to say the Bezdin is one voice, then it's a collective voice,
but every dayan is represented in the psak that's given, even the minority.
Yeah,
the minority is represented in the psak. How do I know that? Because look, you see his share is not paid out here. Why not? If it was like you're saying, if they're totally factored out, then you're right. It's 150, 150.
He said 40, so it means any more than 40 would be us.
No. So what I'm saying is that...
Why isn't
he? I'm with you.
If you're going to say that there's one voice for the Beis Din, right?
One voice, everyone's represented.
And everyone's represented. Even
as a unit. They're a team.
Even the Miyat.
That's the point. The point is that even the Miyat now is part of the... It's part of the Bezdin.
Right.
It's part of the Psak.
So then it doesn't seem to fit to say that you can now break them down into three separate Chalakim.
You're not really breaking them down. But what you're saying is in terms of the Psak reflects the full population of the Bezdin.
Right.
And how do I see that? Because look, when I knas the Dayanim that made the mistake, their share is diminished by the amount of the non-erring member of the Bezdin. If he was totally factored out of the Bezdin because he's the minority, then it would be a 150-150 split.
Right. Okay. I think I see it.
You're right. It almost sounds a little counterintuitive. It really stands for the opposite proposition. But when you hear how he's using it, it makes very good sense. Then he has another raya. Let's just read his last raya for Reb Chaim. It's a very nice raya also. It says, on a shtar that's issued by Bezdin, it always includes the lashon of what?
B'mutav
t'losa
k'chada
havina. We, the below signed, sat together, three of us, as one. And we issued the psak as one. B'mutav t'losa k'chada havina. Right? We sat together as one.
What's that really saying?
It's saying that regardless of the fact that there are three individuals, we all share responsibility for the psak that's issued.
I mean, that's nice, but what is it? Okay.
That's the way they write in the shtar, so that shows you that. That's the way Bezdin operates.
It's a
shtar of Bezdin. When Bezdin issues a psak, they write that in the shtar. We the undersigned. They write, the three of us sat together as one.
If you're going to have a suffix on the rest of the field,
right?
Right.
I mean, he has two other mahalchim. Maybe we'll save those for tomorrow. Well, I don't know if it's going to rain tomorrow, but we'll save them for tomorrow. I mean, there's a lot more on this sugya. I don't know how long everyone will be able to tolerate it, but there's a lot to be said here. Rav Shurkin has a piece on it. If time allows, we'd like to go through that as well. And I'd like to finish at least these last two mahalchim in in the Tosfos. All right, so we'll stop here and believe that we'll continue tomorrow. Is that good?
Off the record question.
Off the record question, yeah. Okay. Okay, have a good day, fellas.